Fight!
Hey Jeff, welcome to New Game Plus. We are a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
My name's Nolan.
And
hey,
this
can
is... What?
Can we, who's Jeff?
Yeah, you gotta help me out here.
I don't know, but if someone named Jeff is listening to the podcast, then they're going to feel very special.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, we're personalizing.
We should do that every time.
We should, just a different name every time.
Yeah,
and we're going to get it right every once in a while. And they're gonna really enjoy the podcast.
And then we'll go next level with last names.
So, Jeff Sampson, this episode's for you.
Sure, and if you're not Jeff Sampson, feel free to continue listening to this podcast. We are glad that you're here. This is episode number 36, and I want to know, men, which Hogwarts house would the Sorting Hat honestly and realistically place you in?
Gryffindor.
Honestly and realistically place
All right,
you in?
I've taken the test. It was Gryffindor over and over.
On which website?
I've done many sources.
www.boostmyego.com.
No, it was different websites, and they all said the same thing. Gryffindor. I'm a good person.
Wait, there's other good people.
No, the other ones suck.
Even
like
Slytherin
bad.
Has good people.
No.
Dustin, we all know you'd be Slytherin, so it's not even a question.
It's not true.
It is true. Remind me what Ravenclaw's thing is.
Ravenclaw is like wisdom. They cherish wisdom and cunning and like kind of an intellectual
like,
type.
Like
pursuit.
Talents.
Okay, I'd probably be Ravenclaw.
You're sticking with the Gryffindor, Nolan?
Yeah, I'm the Gryffindor.
Okay, but just so y'all know, I believe that the Sorting Hat places you based on qualities you value, not necessarily qualities you personify. So,
I value Griffin.
For real?
So, yeah. So, that being the case, I would probably, if I'm being realistic and honest, I don't like to say it, but I would probably be placed in Hufflepuff.
I probably would too, if that's the case. I probably am more Ravenclaw, but probably.
Yeah, I can totally see that. Totes, dude.
Totes.
Like, because Hufflepuff is all about, like, dedication and hard work and unyielding loyalty, and so those are qualities that I value.
Okay, I take it back. I wouldn't be in Hufflepuff.
It's like the Sorting Hat, went with me, it was like, whoa, this
right.
is different, and they put me in Gryffindor.
I'd probably be in Slytherin. You're going to just point out that you're in Gryffindor a few more times for everyone?
He was like, whoa, this is a... Sorry, people. I just have to take a breath
Jeff,
real quick.
Have you heard that Nolan's in Gryffindor yet, Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff Sampson. But, like, Hufflepuff... Okay. They go relatively unnoticed in the books, but... Hufflepuff, if you read through, if you watch through again, they play a vital role, like in a lot. Like in the final battle, they have the greatest number that sticks behind to fight outside of Gryffindor. They've produced very few dark wizards.
Don't give me chills.
And they have Cedric Diggory, which if you remember in the Triwizard tournament, that he was the real MVP. So
he's the real MVP.
He is. All right. Nolan Gryffindor, Kenny. Where are you settling, Kenny?
I don't know. I'm just going to say Ravenclaw because...
Kenny's the janitor.
It's probably true. I'd be Filch.
Filch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or Filch's cat.
Mrs. Norris, is that what it is?
Uh-huh. Just prowl around and
Kenny's
be a
Mrs.
cat.
Norris.
I wish we really could be sorted. Alas, magic is not real, so it's virtually impossible to find out what our true houses are. Mm. It's also virtually impossible to score in the video game Goal, which we are now going to talk about for the remainder of our podcast.
I completely love that segue.
Yeah, that's best segue yet.
Goal!
Overview.
Okay, so the goal of this podcast is to make you guys understand how this game works. And
how many puns do you have planned?
Listen, my goal is just to say it as many times as possible, but
Gryffindor.
That's going to get old really fast, so we'll just see how it goes. Goal was a late 80s video game, 1988, came out for the Nintendo Entertainment System. And is a soccer game for those of you listening across the pond, a football game, if you will.
Football.
And it plays like an early NES football soccer. I'm sorry, we're American.
That's fine. We'll call it soccer.
It'll offend our European listeners, which I know is...
Like Jeff.
I know Jeff, listening in Slovenia, is a big football fan. But it's exactly what you'd picture in an old NES title soccer game. You have a character that you control, and you're playing in soccer matches, a series of soccer matches. Each match runs about 15 minutes each, and you can play in a couple of different modes. You can play in World Cup mode, in which case you get to represent one of the 16 most influential, at least on the soccer scene, countries, at circa 1988. Obviously, that's changed over time. In a World Cup match, you compete and sort of move forward, and if you're not terrible at the game, somehow, magically, you advance to the finals and you win the World Cup. You can also play tournament mode, which is a 16-player tournament, I believe, where you're, in our case, playing American teams. I'm sure that's localization based on which version of the game you have. And you compete through, single elimination tournament and try and win a big trophy. And then there's also sort of a little mini game that they creatively named the Shoot Competition, which when you hear it sounds sort of like, okay, this could be an interactive, like, tiebreak. What do they call it at the end of the soccer game?
Penalty?
When they do
no,
it? Yeah.
No, that's not at the end of a soccer game, not penalty. Kickoff.
Shootout? A shoot-off? All of our soccer fans are going to make fun of me now. We're clearly shoot not off. Sports guys. But you know what we're talking about. When you hear shoot competition, that's what I hear. And that could actually be really cool, but it's not that. It's one player versus two defenders and a goalie, and it's basically a short, miniature, like, attempt to shoot the ball and score. You get past the ball from one player to another, and you got to dribble around and take your shot, and you don't ever make it. And one player plays, sees how many they can score, best of five, and then another player plays best of five, and whoever wins, I don't know, has to buy the other brownies or whatever.
It's called shootout, right? A shootout.
Sure. I'm not confident enough to commit. It's called a shoot competition, which is why I'm confused.
There you go. Shoot competition.
This game does have two-player mode, a versus mode, where you can play against each other, or I believe on the same team if you're playing in, like, World Cup or tournament mode. I didn't, you know, obviously get to play any multiplayer this week.
No friends.
Besides mentioning, you know, the fact that there were a couple of sequels that... similar games were released, you know, in Japan and everywhere else with much better games such as Burn Pro Soccer. There's not a lot to point out. It's a fairly standard, you run around the pitch and you shoot the ball or
right.
try.
Like, it might surprise you, but the object of this soccer game is to pass the ball down the field and then kick it into the opponent's goal. And this is where it gets
crazy.
Score
the most points.
If you've scored the most goals by the end of the match, you win.
I'm literally looking for, like, something novel to point out about this game. It looks like it may have been sponsored by Wilson.
Yeah, it's on the cover.
So that's something.
But it wasn't supported by any, like, soccer team or anything like that. Like, it's not, like, even their jerseys, they're not the same colors as the actual jerseys of the teams because they didn't have permission to make that copy.
Yeah, it was no team names or anything. Like, you literally get
right,
to represent a country, which
country.
You can't allow someone not to reference. I don't know, North Korea might try.
Gameplay.
can we just acknowledge that this is going to be fairly tough to talk about? Because this, I think we should just say that instead of just trying to, force it. Because this is a sports game. It's an early sports game, and it has no story and very little content. And on top of that, it's extremely difficult.
Yeah, it's not like it's a future sports game. It's really basic. We're gonna have a hard time without talking about Hogwarts instead. Really even finding that much to talk about with this game. I mean, there's things we can talk about, kind of our limited experience with it, but it's repetitive. I don't know.
Which of those modes out of those four, World Cup, tournament, shoot competition, and versus, which I'm sure you didn't get much use out of, but which of those four did you get a greater experience with? Not a better experience. I'm just saying, which one did you spend the majority of your time in?
World Cup. I didn't play much tournament mode because that sounded like it was going to be a whole thing. But now that I look back, World Cup sounds like even a bigger thing. But
well, it is a bigger thing, but at least you don't get kicked out right away. In tournament mode, it's single elimination.
Yeah, so I spent the majority of my time in World Cup.
Yeah, I did as well. I have weird like flashbacks to my childhood and being slightly older than you guys. I have some like video games in the 80s specific memories, or at least early 90s, and most video games like this one still had USSR like as a as an option.
I learned really
early that if that's an option, especially in a soccer game, but in almost any sports game, that's who you play.
Yeah, I played the Soviet Union.
Did you?
And is that who you play? You played them too, Ken?
Uh-huh. It's my go-to in these games.
Dustin, what team or country?
I was Argentina for the most part when I played the World Cup mode. I think that one is probably most accessible mode-wise, World Cup, because like I said earlier, in tournament mode, I played that. But you get kicked out of the tournament when you lose. And so you've got to continue to win. Yeah, and so I would lose the first game. I tried the tournament mode 3 times in a row, lost every single one, and then just decided I'm going to try the World Cup. And you continue playing there, but still I lost 2 or 3 games in a row and just decided to unplug my controller and vow to never play the game again.
Yeah, like no one scored after 15 minutes of me playing this game, a 15-minute round. There was
they didn't
points.
Even score on you?
They didn't score on me. I didn't score on them.
You're better at this game than Dustin and I.
Yep, much better.
How many times did you get scored on?
I mean, it was only like 2 or 3, but that's enough for them to win.
Yeah, it's impossible to score. Like,
oh, it is.
I mean, you still got the little... Okay, so thinking back to Speedball, that game we played a few weeks ago, maybe over a month, you can do the little slide to steal the ball. And that's like it. And other than that, you just have to pass it and get the ball stolen from you. And so nothing happened.
Right. Being an NES game, you've only got 2 buttons. One is pass and the other is kick. When you're on defense, one thankfully is switch players closest to the ball. That's still kind of like sketchy.
It is. Though I felt like it worked better than Speedball did for me.
Right. Much better. Yeah. At least you had some control. And then as Nolan just said, you can slide tackle. Slide kick the ball away and try to gain control of it. But that's all that you can do, and so you move back and forth trying to accomplish that while getting it down the field. But there's so many players on the field that everybody runs the exact same speed, and if you're running diagonal, everybody runs slower. I don't know, the game can't process it that fast. But I mean, then they've got a goalie that's going to catch it every time that I tried to kick
every
it.
Every time.
Just a very, very difficult game. However, I did have some fun with the shoot competition because it just changed it up a little bit and allows you to kind of go, head on with the goalie, and then it gives you stars afterwards.
I thought that was slightly more fun.
Yeah, slightly more fun. I'm pretty much just a kicker versus the goalie, and there's a little fun there. I think I remember back when I was younger, I think that I played this game, the shoot competition portion of it, 1v1 against my brother or a cousin or something like that. And there was some fun there and some nostalgia. But outside of that, I mean, probably in the extended period of time that I played this game this week, I scored a total of 3 times.
And I didn't even do that. So
yeah,
you win.
Like, MVP.
There's really not much to expand on with like individual gameplay. It's just like you either get destroyed by the AI or you just don't do anything.
Things that are really frustrating in a game when you have two teams, and this is my first game that I picked up and played was kind of this way, whose look is almost exactly the same. I had like two different uniforms that were like slightly different colors, shades of color, and so I was already having a hard time trying to figure out what's going on, and then I couldn't tell which team was which, and so it made it even more frustrating to know like which player to swap to and when you were supposed to be trying to play offense. And that gets better most of the time when the teams have more diversity, but there's a few teams that look too similar to each other.
Yeah, that happened to me too, both red, and it was just like a lighter red, and it was so frustrating.
One of our viewers sent a tip halfway through the week. I didn't share it with you guys. I just kind of kept it for myself. But
that's why he scored
he
3 goals.
Maybe. No, because I couldn't figure it out, and I was going to ask if y'all could, but it sounds like you haven't. But halfway through the week, he sent in saying that you can curve the ball after you kick it. And I never once was able to do this, so I wanted to check with you guys. Did y'all master the curve or ever figure that out?
I think this is like curving a bullet when you shoot things. I think it's a popular myth. I actually have no idea. You very well could, but I wasn't playing at that kind of level.
No, that's too experienced for me.
Yeah, like, and I don't know what he said exactly, but suppose like his tactic was to run past the halfway point and then kick it with that curve. I think it's maybe A and B, but every time I tried that, I just passed it forward. But he hit both buttons, which caused it to go far, fast, and curve, and he could always curve it past the goalie. I don't know if he's playing a different version than me, but I tried that time after time and never got any purchase.
Yeah, or maybe he was lying, you know.
Yeah, maybe so. But then he also sent a picture of his team
proof.
With the World Cup. Yeah,
he sent proof. That's awesome.
Picks, so it did happen.
How do you do that?
Aged.
What do you guys think about the age of this game? How is this game aged?
Oh, it's old.
It is old.
I mean,
you can feel it.
But like annoyingly old, not like classically old. I did get the kind of classic retro vibe from the music, which I enjoyed. I know it's repetitive and whatever, but I really do like that 8-bitty kind of music, you know. And theirs wasn't the worst. It really wasn't. Like, I kind of dug that. But besides that, it just felt like annoying old.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Like, you can have a very simple game with a simple interface, even with simple graphics, and have it be a lot of fun. You really, really can. I'm not generally a sports guy, but I've got super fond memories of like playing a tennis arcade game with friends in an arcade that we put tons of money and quarters into, that literally is you're hitting the ball back and forth and moving a character around. It's a joystick and two buttons. But it was well designed, and there was diversity in what you do, and it felt interactive, and you felt like if you played right and aimed well and thought things through that you could win. And I felt like this didn't have any of those things that make a fun game on its own, like outside of the fact that it was even old.
And see, that's I agree with you there. Like, sports games can age well. Like, I know there's probably like a 8 to 10 year difference here, but I guarantee you that I can pick up NFL Blitz today and still enjoy it like I did 15 years ago.
Yeah.
NBA Jam. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, a great game still today you can sit down and have so much fun with. Mm-hmm. And so goals poor aging is not due to goal being a sports game.
No.
It's poor aging is due to goals mechanics and handling being just so awful.
Yeah.
You know, bad sprites don't bother me. Repetitive music gets annoying, but it's not deal breaking when it comes to age. It comes down to this game being so difficult to pick up, come back to, and do well in enough to score even one goal. And so that's why I feel this game is aged poorly.
Yeah,
it was very lazy. And what I mean is, like Kenny and Dustin, I'm not a sports video game guy. I hate them. I think they're really boring, like especially the new ones. But I have enjoyed sports games on the NES. Like, I remember this game. I think I had Goal. But I had Double Dribble. Do you guys remember that? I was curious, so I looked up sports games that came out in the 80s. And Double Dribble came out before this game, and it was way better. Like, it tried more, and it was more fluid. This one's really laggy. And Blades of Steel was that hockey game that came out in the 80s. That was really fun, too. And, like, they at least tried. Like, in the menus, I remember, like, while you're selecting what game mode, you see a Zamboni on the ice, like, in the background, just moving across the screen. But yeah, the game itself was just lazy, and it's Jalico's fault for designing a crappy, unfun game. So of course it's going to age like even worse. So
I think that's what it comes down to. Like, it's like the developers did not put much time into this at all. Like, they created a mechanic, they threw some sprites on a simple pitch, and this game did not have TLC that it needed to actually be a quality game that ages well.
I was glad that they put in the little mini mode, the shootout mode, that added a little bit of diversity and at least sort of threatened to have possibly been fun if it had, you know, I don't know, worked differently or something. I don't even know what. But I agree.
You still have the dull mechanics in the game mode. Like,
it just generally was a dull game. And it doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't.
No. Like, I liked Speedball. I don't think you guys did, but that was a simple game and it was kind of a sports game. It was, because you pass it and try and...
Yeah, there was strategy there, though, and there was... a creative field, and again, like, my problem with Speedball was more like mechanics kinds of things. But it at least, when you look at the idea of it, you go, hey, that ought to be a fun game. Mm-hmm. And this, it's like, sure, soccer's classic and so popular, but it doesn't translate real well without a lot of work to a video game, at least sort of this early or this poorly done or whatever the issue was. Ugh.
Another game Jellico made was Bases Loaded, and I had that game. Like, I remember the cover art and everything, and I remember it being so, like, the same as this game, just so boring. And I don't know if it was that company or if it was just those early baseball soccer games, but again, Double Dribble came out before this game, and it was, like, infinitely better. I don't really care for sports games, and this just reinforces it.
The final shell shock.
All right, guys, I think we're all going to, you know, definitely say yes, but do you give this game your vote for New Game Plus status? Is it a game that you would encourage our viewers to go back, pick up a copy, play it, enjoy it, and thank us eternally for that suggestion?
Nope.
That's fine. Yep. I would say no as well. I would probably add just a little bit more than Kenny, but Goal is a difficult game that will not be enjoyable for most gamers. And note to developers, in the future, when you make a game, the players better be able to at least accomplish what the title of the game is. And if they can't, then you're doing it wrong.
That's so true. There was not one goal all week.
Nolan?
No. How do you guys think they handled Snape in the movies? Alan Rickman was great.
Trying to redeem my lack of anything good to say about this game.
Do we need a moment of silence, though?
Yeah,
not only for
do,
this game,
do.
But for Alan Rickman.
Yeah, that's sad. Right.
One of our viewers, Dallas, emailed us this week and he said, "No!" And then a lot of exclamation points. "I'm done with this so-called game already. I never even scored a goal and I'm done trying. Not worth the headache."
Agree, dude. Sucks. Sucks.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. Couldn't have said it better.
Nev, he said, "I used to own this game and played it religiously in the early 90s, but looking back on it now, it's pretty horrendous, to be honest. The only really fun part was the penalty shootout after a tied game. I also liked making the ball swerve like a mofo."
So apparently that's a thing and we just didn't know about it.
I tried over and over again. I would almost suggest y'all go back and try it, but no.
Yeah, I will for like one kick.
Don't. No, I don't care to.
Not worth it. Eric wrote us again on Facebook. Eric, thank you so much. You just are a constant connector. You send something every single week for the most part, and we just really appreciate that kind of relationship that we've got with you. He said, "So I have come to the conclusion that I am unable to be reasonably objective when it comes to this Nintendo cartridge, for nostalgia more than likely has clouded my better judgment. But since soccer was my sport and video games were my hobby, this game only seemed natural to own as a kid. So on one special Friday, I find out I'm going over to a friend's house after school to stay the night. It was agreed beforehand that we were going to take a team and win the World Cup. During our time, pizza and soda were involved late into the night with one goal in mind, win it all. We even had a system. Every time we scored, we ran around his parents' couch just like the cut screen in the game. We got tired, to say the least. These memories are forever burned into my mind. So does goal have a great gameplay? No. Did it age well? Not really. Will it get the coveted NGP seal of approval? Highly unlikely. Was it fun beating the tar out of everyone who got in Team USA's way to World Cup glory? Absolutely."
I can accept that.
Yeah, that's what's cool about like our podcast, or what I enjoy about it is that people have connections to games, whether they suck or not.
For sure.
That's really fun.
And he did point out one of the better aspects of this game was that cutscene after the goal where the guy runs and the audience is in the background and it looks super artificial and really janky and it just makes me cringe a little, but it felt so soccer and so like they were trying too hard, and so it made me grin.
It's just not as much fun when it's the other team's animation that you're seeing. Oh, I'll agree.
If you had gotten up and run around your couch like that every time that they had scored on you, it wouldn't have changed your opinion of the game at all.
Yeah, and Eric, if we would have done what y'all did and run around our couch every time we scored, we would not be tired whatsoever.
It's true. If this game gave us an excuse to have somebody over for a night of video games and have pizza and soda, and we were wise enough to actually give up on the video game and play something else instead, then maybe you've got me.
Now we're talking.
Snape.
Dallas, Nev, Eric, and anyone else that may have tried to send in commentary this week, really appreciate you guys connecting with us, sending in your feedback. We always appreciate that. You can do that as well. You can email us at ngppodcast@gmail.com. You can send us messages on Twitter or Facebook, ngppodcast. Text us, show up at our doorstep, snail mail us to Kenny's house, do whatever you need to do. Get us your feedback, and we'd love to include that in our upcoming podcast episodes. It's time to randomly select our next game of the week. Every week we play a new old video game, and this week is no different. We have got a retro master list that you contribute to weekly. People are sending in game suggestions that we add to the list. You can go find that link on our social media and check out the games, and then feel free to send us your game suggestions. Out of that list, we are randomly selecting the game that we're going to be playing for the next 7 days.
Before you pick, I have a kind of hypothetical question for you guys.
What is that hypothetical question?
If you could help me out, what do you think is the opposite of this game in terms of goal or style or console or time or anything? if you had to pick a spectrum and go, goal is a game, I want a game that's the opposite of this game, what kind of game would it be?
I have no idea how to even answer that. So it's not a sports game. It's a really good game. It's got a robust story. We're talking BioShock Infinite.
Sounds good. Nolan, you got any...
I don't know. There's too many good games.
That's fair. There's a lot of good ones. Well,
I'll just say Ocarina of Time.
I was actually thinking that, weirdly enough. It's strange. I know in the past our viewers have been really good when I've asked them for some help or guidance or sending in a certain kind of game to do that. So viewers, help us out this week. Figure out a game that's literally the opposite of goal, that's actually entertaining. I don't know. Send us in a good game. Help me know that it's not goal, because we just need games weeks that are better than this one.
Our master list is huge.
Oh, it is huge. And I'm just, awesome. It's just cool that people are sending in games, and I always like to encourage that. So do it. And if you think of something that in your mind has an argument that's literally like, because of fun factor or I don't know, however your brain works, it's literally the opposite of this game, that's what I want to play next week. So send us some in. We'd appreciate
Only stipulation is that it must be 15 years old or older.
Yeah, exactly. We still live in our version of retro, at least. So old games.
The retro game that we're going to be playing for the next 7 days is... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in a Half Shell.
Turtle Power. Which one?
We're going to be playing TMT, Turtles in Time.
Nice. Kenny, you've been waiting on this, huh?
Yeah, I've talked about this game with you guys because this is one I'll get to actually play on cartridge. This is the third one, right?
Oh, nice.
Man.
I don't know, but I mean, it was an arcade, correct, as well as cartridge.
Yeah, it's listed as arcade on our list. So
really quality
game. Oh, is
game.
It? I thought...
I mean...
Well, we had a lot of them on the list. That's why I asked.
Because I remember playing this on arcade and at a pizza place.
Okay, so it's the arcade version of the game?
Came out on arcade in 1991, and then the following year came out on Super Nintendo.
Oh,
nice.
That's
this
depressing.
Will be cool.
Dude, it's single player, but you can play up to 4-player co-op. Why can't we play this together?
It's like, what's that Western game we played?
Sunset Riders.
Yeah, it's like Sunset Riders.
Oh,
yeah.
Sunset Riders.
Or like that
great.
X-Men arcade game. I mean, it's got those kinds of qualities. Yeah. Oh, I wish we could play together.
I don't like the TV show, never did.
What, really?
Keep it for next week.
Okay.
Speaking of playing games together, we have a New Game Plus Steam group, which we have done poorly with keeping up with you guys. I know some of y'all have posted in there talking to us. I believe that there's one of you that has an open thread waiting for one of us to write back because you're still trying to play StarCraft with us.
Oh,
and
what?
I believe that Kenny or Nolan will check now that they know that.
Oh, absolutely.
And that they will play with you.
I'm sorry. I'll get right on it.
Because they're all about that. In fact, I enjoyed the game too, so I might play with Kenny this week if I get the chance.
Oh, that'd be the best.
Wow.
I knew he just got happy. Do find us on our social media. You can listen directly to us on SoundCloud or iTunes. Subscribe to us if you have not already done so. Be sure to check out last week's episode, Load Runner. We had a guest on and it was awesome.
We had
loads of fun.
Loads of fun. That's our goal.
Join us next week as we play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time. You better play this game, especially you, Jeff.
We're looking at you, Jeff.
Until then, I'm still Dustin.
I still am unsure who Jeff is.
I'm Nolan.
And this has been New Game Plus.